This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Imagine Dragons on this Tuesday during Winterland Week, as we've got a big night this Thursday night. Hopefully you'll join us. There's still tickets available for Alice in Winterland, Kesha, Avril Lavigne, Flora Cash, plus the whole Alice crew. We're partying at the Masonic. That's this Thursday night. Go to RadioAlice.com if you want to get tickets or hang. About an hour from now, we'll give away a pair of tickets. So Sarah's out sick. Marcus is in. Before we do the celebrity trash, though, I wanted to mention our friend, a big friend of the show, Alan Rosen.
Alice, from over here. Alan.
Bananas at Large.
Alan, come over here.
He brought in a bunch of instruments and gear. What did you bring us for Toys for Tots today?
Well, you know, the usual. Oh, thanks. Nice. Boo. Well, besides the regular toys and some ukuleles and stuff, this year somebody's going to rock a full drum set.
So it's a big, legit drum set out there.
Yeah, guitars. You got a keyboard. You got percussion. Tons of toys. You know.
So Bananas at Large is in San Rafael and
Santa Rosa.
Two locations. Please, yep. Support the companies that support us and you, as
nice.
He
Thank
gives
you.
To the community through Toys for Tots. Hopefully, if you're considering an instrument this holiday season, you'll get one through Bananas at Large.
You're like a professional at this.
Thanks, buddy.
I should hire you or something.
Thank you. Seriously.
Did you see my elves that I brought?
I did see your kids. They're so cute.
Rex and Roxanne rocked that stuff. They hoofed it in, so.
And they're
We're
wearing
here for
Santa
you guys.
Hats. Great job, you guys.
Thanks, you guys. You're
Bananas.
The best.
.com.
That's right. I can't believe Dole hasn't bought that from you yet.
So funny.
Bananas.com he's got.
That's the name.
And they're all banging on the other drums.
I want a drum set so badly.
Really?
You do or you did?
I do. I'd love it. A drum set and a bass. Those are the instruments I'd like to be able to play.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. Love them.
I always thought that the drums are just too noisy.
But they have the MIDI
cool
ones.
About them, though,
and every
cool.
now and then you see someone out in the middle of a field practicing because they can't go anywhere.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, I've seen that.
That I have not seen, but it sounds entertaining as hell.
Someone has finally been pushed out into the woods to practice because they're like, I can't take it.
You say, my man, what are you doing out here?
Anyway, what do you got for celebrity trash? Oh, if I haven't said, Sarah's out sick.
Yes.
Marcus is in, and we are live. So we're doing a show for you. It's Winterland Week, and so we most definitely want to be here all the way up until the big night of the party.
And we've been talking about the Irishman on and off the air, behind the scenes. Well, here's a little something from Marty Scorsese. His 3.5 hour long mob epic, The Irishman.
Which is on Netflix, by the way. It's
Amen.
Not. It's a totally different delivery method than we're used to.
I didn't understand, though, you guys. How come it was out in limited release in some theaters and then
oh,
it went to Netflix?
For Academy Award.
That's right.
And
this is the thing that Netflix has been fighting with their context specifically, but everybody else has to deal with it too. There's this whole process you need to go through in order to qualify as an
right.
Oscar film.
Okay.
And
I
one of those is you have to be in a theater in LA for at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
In a commercial
right.
theater for at least 2 weeks.
And if you remember when Hooman made that film, which none of us ever saw, that was his.
I saw it.
He got it pushed
That's
and somehow
right.
got it into a movie theater there in L.A.
Yeah,
in
like
order to get
West
that
Hollywood or
right.
something.
But
I remember that. Yeah,
he was able to get it into one mm-hmm. in order to get it up for consideration.
Wah, wah, wah.
It didn't work out, but that's still that's pulling serious strings.
I think he added the songs with Dolly Parton after that, though.
Yeah.
After he did the whole
I didn't see it once he added the songs, and I really wanted to see it because I love Dolly.
He got it made, man.
I never saw any piece of it. Yeah. I helped him make it.
He got it made.
Yeah. You were on the set.
I was always on the set.
So one of the things we talked about off the air, because this film, The Irishman, is a Martin Scorsese film who's very famously... he's been a big director my whole life.
Yep.
And then you've got De Niro and Pacino... and
Pesci.
You've got well, there's a couple of people missing.
But they're big actors.
Harvey Keitel.
Sure.
Oh, I love
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
So they're big actors, and I definitely wanted to watch it and give it a fair shake, because at this point, these guys are not going to be making movies much longer. I mean, it's just the reality.
Not like this.
So
they're 76 years old.
Yeah, they're. I mean,
which you can still keep acting, but.
Sure, but how many times can you play the mob boss? Well, I guess you can play it a lot.
True.
Well, they turned back time quite a bit on this film.
Did they ever? So anyway, we know that The Irishman became available on Netflix and therefore its app last Wednesday. But that doesn't mean the director wants viewers to watch the film on their phones. I would suggest if you ever want to see one of my pictures or most films, please, please, please don't look at it on a phone. Please. An iPad, a big iPad, maybe. This is what he said to film critic. Scorsese attests that despite its lengthy runtime, the film is capable of pulling in and sustaining people's attention. I'm not saying because, oh, I made it. It was an interesting narrative structure, and it got me involved each time in a funny way. Think I made it to cover all the bases in terms of how you could watch this picture. Ideally, I'd like you to go to a theater, look at it on the big screen from beginning to end. And yeah, I know it's long. You got to get up, got to go to the bathroom, that sort of thing. I get it. But also at home, I think if you can make a night of it or an afternoon, you know, you're not going to answer the phone or you're not going to get up too much, it might work. The fact that he actually has to come up with all these ways to watch the film is not a good sign for you, Marty.
Three hours is a long time.
Well, for me, this is a really interesting move for Martin Scorsese, because it's a Netflix film. And... it's going to be, and he knows it's going to be on people's iPads, it's going to be on people's phones, and he's so anti all this stuff. So it's weird that he just took the money to make the movie anyway.
Well, look, I think we're seeing, there's a couple ways to explain this. What in the last 20 years, our society has changed at a rate that it's never changed at before.
Yeah.
It's gone straight up. Like, if you look at the technology... Mm-hmm. Progress. It went flatline to straight up over the last 20 years. Yep. It's ridiculous. And so there are a lot of people like Martin Scorsese who he used to make a film and he wasn't competing with a million other delivery options.
Yep. Sure.
that you only had
so
the
many
three
platforms.
Channels on TV and you had film. Uh-huh. And that was that's who he competed with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now he's dealing with the new reality.
He's
and this
old
is
school.
This is the end of, you know, I mean, maybe he has 10 more films in him, but either way, he's at the back nine of his career, not the front.
Yeah, and
so,
I do think that at some point you just have to embrace the opportunity for your, because I'm like this, if you're making a movie, you want it to be seen by people. Sure, you'd like to have it on certain platforms, but you want it to be seen most of all.
Right.
And if people are watching it, if somebody watches his 3.5-hour film on their iPhone, first of all, more power to you. Second of all, he should be thrilled because they took the time out to watch a 3.5-hour movie.
I know there are people who say you cannot beat the movie theater experience.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that. Yeah, I can at home.
Right.
At home with my TV, I can beat that.
Yeah.
I'm happier there.
I can stop it when I
love
need
the
to.
Sound. I don't ever feel like I've ripped myself off of the experience.
I'm still in the middle. I like to watch stuff at home, but there's definitely movies where I'm going, you know what, I got to go to the theater to watch this one.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I just saw Frozen 2. Maybe that's not your thing. That's fine. It's great, actually.
There you go.
But there's a person's head in the bottom portion of the film the whole time, blocking the little piece of the bottom of the film.
Yeah.
And this dude who's like, and it's the same, it's the guy's head, but he's also, let me get my jacket on, arm into his thing. I'm like, you must. Why? And then he's like, oh, God, I can't get around them. And I'm watching this dude while I'm watching the film. So for me, that changes the experience.
Yeah.
You might say, oh, but still the big screen. you know what? I don't have that dude's head or his arm or him wrestling to get the other
side.
Like, I wanted to get up and help him into his jacket
and
because
him in
I'm sitting there going, dude, just do it already. Mm-hmm. You're trying not to be in the way, and you're more in the way.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone. A lot of people. I feel that way, too. I don't want to deal with people talking to each other or talking at the screen. I know they think all the black folks do it. Everybody does it. I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want you off your phone. Yeah. I just want to watch the movie and have a good time like I did when I was younger. But, you know, to each their own.
The newer theaters, though, have a little bit more of a gap. There's bigger seats, and then the rows are much lower. So you can't even see anybody in front of you.
It's like stadium seating in most of these places
right,
now.
Right, exactly, over there at Metreon. And
yeah.
And honestly, if theaters think that things like Netflix and, you know, all the cable channels, that's what's harming their business most. The theater going experience itself is what's keeping people away. Just like Vinny just said, he'd watch a movie, but you have a guy standing up in front of him, putting his jacket on, or you got people talking or whatever. Change those things, people will come back to the movie. Because ultimately, movie going is a social experience for people.
I don't know when it changed, and maybe you guys didn't have this where you grew up, but I remember the movie theater also having an arcade. And being a place where you went and you kind of hung. Yeah,
they still have them.
They still have, because none of the theaters I go to have arcades anymore.
Really?
You can't hang. Like, if you get there early enough, my thought is, especially now that you've got a seated, my ticket is I have a seat.
Yeah.
I know my seat. Yep. I'm in H4, you know, or whatever. So I know where I'm going to sit. I could go and play some video games, but it doesn't have that.
Metreon
now they do have
Metreon does?
They do?
Metreon has it.
I don't even recall. I don't even look around.
They got those video games in there. So does the other one across the street from it. Westfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that still happens. One in there. One of the things that's happening at the theater by my house, though, is they do serve beer and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm like, whoa, that's trippy.
Yeah. Beer, wine, some of them serve dinner. And not just hot dogs.
You know what would make it really good for the movie theater, for the theater goer, is to make sure people put their phones in those little pouches that zip up. Like when you go to concerts,
sure.
You have to put your phone in the pouch. You can take your pouch outside and open it up and check your phone if you need to, but you will not be able to use it inside, period. And if
they're not for that.
And if there is a button on the arm of your seat, so when somebody in that theater is yapping or whatever, you can just touch that button really quietly and just have one of the security people come on in and just observe that row and get rid of that person.
You're not going to push a button to electrocute them.
Well, that was my first thought, but I figured that would be a felony.
So, Marty, the other hassle, though, is the parking situation often is just, tedious to have to do that to go to the movies. That's one of the things I think about.
We got a cat story.
All right. Cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a happy cat story.
All right.
Little Bub, the cat, has passed away on Sunday at the age of 8. That's according to her owner. She'd been fighting a bone infection, but her passing was unexpected. Little Bub has been an internet sensation for 6 years.
Oh, really? I was looking for the celebrity connection.
Yeah.
So Little Bub is a celebrity herself.
Passed peacefully in her sleep on Sunday. Like I said, it was a bone infection. Bub was 8. The first 2 years of the first 2 years of a cat's life are roughly equal to the first 25 years of a human's life. And after that, each additional year is around 4 cat years. So she was maybe around 49 years old when she died. Little Bub went viral in 2012 because of her unique look, which was partially because she suffered from feline dwarfism. Yes, it's a real thing. She also had bulging eyes and a tongue that always stuck out. Lil Bub had about 3 million followers on Facebook.
So cute.
And 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, that's Bub.
By the way, Lil Bub and Grumpy the Cat did once meet, and Grumpy the Cat also died this past year.
Oh, that's right. I think we talked about that.
Man. I'm holding Bub the Cat up right now for the camera.
Is he? Aww.
It reminds me of those chihuahuas that, you know, their tongue just hangs out.
I guess the only...
in peace, Bub.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was really disappointing is seeing how many people follow this cat. 3 million
this
followers.
This just goes back to, I'm telling you right now, this goes back to what we were just talking about. Scorsese wouldn't follow this cat, but Roman's going to follow him.
Sure is.
Your kids are doing different things. I know my kid, she watches these two girls, they're twins. Casey and Casey, I can't think of their names.
Teenagers?
They're teenage little girls on YouTube. They do these little challenges, and they do the, and they're
JC and Casey.
JC and Casey.
I think I've seen these.
She
girls.
Watches these girls like they are her friends. She loves them.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even get a screen that often. She gets maybe honestly 20 to 40 minutes a week of screen time.
Oh, wow. And that's what she'll watch.
And she will absolutely go straight for Casey. And
how did she find out about
JC and Casey?
JC and Casey. One of the times that she just
never know.
Just goes into the rabbit hole. It's not word of mouth. It's
she just did searching and just.
It's just YouTube. One thing leads to the next. She watches one and then goes, "Oh, I love." She loves those two girls.
Well, I guess I should. Maybe I should be more specific. The most disappointing thing isn't the fact that the cat has 3 million followers on Facebook. It's that I only have like 3,000, and that's a problem.
We're going to have to get you up, Marcus.
What is your handle? So,
yeah. Can we just get your boy hooked up, please, on Instagram? SMF Marcus. That's SMF right. Marcus.
Give him a follow, everyone. Marcus,
I just
want to
have
in.
As many as a cat. That's all.
How many does the cat have?
3 million.
3.4 million.
You're asking way too much.
Maybe in San Francisco that is asking too much because cats are more important.
I was reading a story about a kid who makes a living doing the social media. He puts a lot of work into it.
Sure. Like, even what though does
he do? He does like, and I apparently from what I was reading, his mentality is it's not about quality, it's quantity. You got to post and keep posting all day. So this kid, the first thing he does when he wakes up, he's already searching for things to post from his multiple
whatever's trending
handles. Yeah, whatever it is. I can't be bothered. So
yeah, that's a lot of work.
You got to be into it. I'm not.
A lot of work.
Yep.
But SFM.
SMF.
SMF. Marcus. Give him a follow.
Keep me.
He's in for Sarah, who's sick. I will do news and music right after these.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks a lot for choosing us here this morning. Sarah is out sick. So one of the giggles you hear in the background is our friend Marcus.
I giggle.
Who's in for Sarah. I don't know. I know that my house has been sick all week. And I've been hearing from other people it's going around. Yep. So hopefully we'll have Sarah back tomorrow. But for sure, we expect to have her for our big Winterland event. It happens Thursday night. Kesha. I don't even have the list in front of me.
Avril Lavigne. And Flora Cash.
This is at the Masonic in San Francisco. And tickets are still available. You can go to RadioAlice.com for more info.
That's right.
And we'll have tickets just after 9 o'clock to give away. So hopefully we'll see you out on Thursday night. I'd like to see Sarah back before then, but she'll be at the show either way. It doesn't matter. We all got to go to that show. We're
one
going.
One way or another.
It's a big party, and it's our big night out. So anyway, we'll see you there. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft in San Francisco. Proud to introduce Hunter Douglas Window Treatments to their product offering. Call, click, or come in for your floors, kitchens, bathrooms, and windows with Hunter Douglas. FloorcraftHome.com. That's FloorcraftHome.com. I wanted to thank Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large again. He came in and brought us a bunch of instruments for the Toys for Tots drive we're doing, which, by the way, is at Winterland this year. We're not doing a big event. We're just doing the Winterland show. Come bring your toys, new unwrapped toys, to Winterland with you when you come. The Marines will be there to take your donations and spread them out, spread the cheer
and if you
throughout
can't
the Bay Area.
Make it toysfortots.org is where you can donate. And Vinny, we posted on Instagram our picture that we took with Alan and all the stuff he brought.
Oh, good.
I got to take a look.
So I see some blue skies overhead here in San Francisco now in the Bay Area. It looks like we have a break in the storm action, but there will be more rain to come. So enjoy the weather today while we got it.
The last report, Vinny, this morning it said Wednesday, but I'm looking at a report now that says Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday is going to be a little stormy.
Elon Musk is going on trial for his tweeting.
What?
This is the case that goes back a couple years. British diver Vernon Unsworth has sued Elon Musk for defamation in the spat over efforts to rescue the Thai soccer team from a cave in 2018. Musk had tweeted an insult about this British diver being a pedophile.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A diver, Vernon Unsworth, a diver and cave explorer who played a key role in rescuing a youth soccer team who were trapped deep inside a cave formation in Thailand. Musk sent a mini submarine to save the 12 boys and their coach who were facing rising waters during monsoon season. Mm. The device proved impractical, and the boys were instead rescued by a team of divers, one of whom died during the effort.
Oh, man.
Unsworth, the diver in question, angered Musk by dismissing his efforts as a publicity stunt in an interview he did after rescuing the boys. Musk then attacked the diver by calling him pedo guy, then deleted the tweets, then went on another interview with BuzzFeed and called him that again.
Wow.
The trial is expected to last about 5 days. Musk is expected to testify in his own defense. Mm-hmm. Federal judge.
They don't say what his evidence may be for making that pedal remark.
If he's got it, this dude, Vernon Unsworth, is in big trouble because Musk has become, through his through Tesla and his
SpaceX
company and Solar City, I think, is something he was part of. He'd become a celebrity.
Yeah. Smoking weed with Joe Rogan.
This dude's...
well, did he, though?
Right.
Did
he? He kind of...
Come on down, man.
This dude's known. So Vernon Unsworth, hopefully, didn't underestimate the celebrity that Elon Musk carries, because if Elon Musk does have proof, this dude's in trouble.
He's in big trouble.
I don't think he does. I think he was trying to make... not a lighthearted, but a reference to him being creepy.
Oh. Basically saying you remind me of a pedophile.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
And yet, he said that, and he is famous, and this diver who went and just rescued the kids is like, I just saved some kids, and now I'm that guy?
Right. It's horrible.
Well, how's the line from saving some kids
to
raping some kids? How's that line?
Yikes.
How do you draw that?
I mean, I'm just, two things can
how's
be true at the same time. Just
anyway, we'll see. The trial starts today, it looks like, and is expected to last about 5 days.
Nice
and Elon will be there. So as a public figure, it's likely we're going to hear all about it.
Elon ain't scared.
Well.
He's not scared.
People pay lawsuits and walk on down the road all the time.
He's not scared.
What is it, worth $23 billion or something?
I fixed your time, Vinny.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God.
What time is it, Vinny?
It's 8:45, you guys.
All right. Good job, Bryn.
How'd you do it?
There's just a connection in the back. I was like, hey, it looks...
Did you go underneath?
Nah, I went behind where he sits over there. But, you know, it's like between... It's a little crevice there. Mm.
The saga of the broken clock has been with us since early Monday morning, so...
It is no longer 2:08.
Great news. Back in 2017, a family in Greenville, South Carolina, lost a backpack, and a homeless guy named Ben Williams found it. He's a drug addict, and at that point, he was pretty desperate, but he still knew how to do the right thing, so he rode his bike and walked 7 miles to return this backpack to this family.
Good for him.
Okay, so this dude's down on his luck, as they say, and yet he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Shortly after he returned that backpack, he ended up getting arrested for drugs and was headed to jail, but the family he helped out returned the favor. They found out he was headed to jail and volunteered to sponsor him. Because of that sponsorship, the judge had him go through addiction counseling, meaning he could avoid a jail as long as he stayed clean. 2 years later, right now, he just graduated from the program.
Nice.
Good.
He says the whole thing's been like a rebirth for him. He's excited about his future, and his next goal is to become an addiction recovery coach so he can pay it forward and help other people get clean.
Wow.
And often this is what people do who get sober in order to stay sober themselves.
Yeah. Be immersed in the whole program.
Yeah, deep in the program. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get too far away and find themselves... That old friend, that old troublemaker that, oh, hey!
It's no friend, by the way.
Let's go to the bar! Next thing you know.
What you doing tonight, man? What you doing tonight?
Right. So that's really cool story. This person, Ben Williams, has
cool.
another
that's
shot.
Great.
That should happen more often with people who have addictions. Don't send them to jail. Send them to rehab.
Well, the problem becomes, you know, rehab doesn't fix you.
Mm-mm.
And I thought that's how rehab worked because mm-hmm. I went to rehab and I most definitely was like, yes, I want this done. Get it off me. I'm over it. I just want to live my life. I've put together a really cool life I'm happy with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it. And yet I went to rehab. I did all the stuff they said, but you still come out with the same problems.
Sure.
So the minute you're back out, you've stayed clean because you're in some place where there's nothing, you can't get anything.
Right.
As soon as you come out, you're unfortunately back to life yeah. and back to the problem.
I just don't think that putting them in jail with other people
who
are doing the same thing
100%.
Is helping at all.
And plenty of drugs are in jail.
It does plentiful. Seem to be yeah. a place where that happens. Uh-huh. You're
don't
right.
get that toilet swill.
Shotgun! You know that? You guys know that? Shotgun!
What's that?
So you're walking to the car. It's a night.
Yeah, oh,
you've been to a party or you're going to the store or whatever, and you're with your friends, and someone goes, shotgun!
Yeah.
To get that seat,
time,
right?
Shotgun.
It's the front
it's passenger seat.
Front yeah. passenger seat. I get shotgun! And then it becomes, no, man, you weren't close enough. I had my hand on the car. Or whatever person's, you know, that becomes this thing, right?
And then whoever gets shotgun, if you're too late for shotgun, you go window in the back. I got the window in the back because you don't want to sit bitch.
Oof.
I'm bitch.
Or hump. I don't want to sit hump.
Oh, my God.
There's a 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski from Blakely, Pennsylvania. And last week, he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna. From work.
Great name.
Is Brianna? That one of your daughter's name?
No, but I just like that name.
Okay.
Just wanted to share that with you.
He would like to endorse the name Brianna, everyone.
Yeah. Get that one.
Brianna, you're listening?
It's you, baby.
Anyway, she got into an argument with her brother about who was going to get to sit in the front seat, her or his girlfriend. I'm your sister.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'm your sister. It got serious to the point where they started physically fighting. When the cops showed up, Brett took off and got into a high-speed chase with his girlfriend hanging out of the window of the car.
Ooh.
When Brett finally stopped because of a traffic jam, he and his sister both got out and attacked the cops.
Whoa.
They were both arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend wasn't charged, and the cops say she was a victim.
A victim?
She's filed a restraining order against the whole Brzezinski family.
What? Oh, this sounds bad. All of it sounds bad.
Yeah.
All of it.
All because someone wanted to sit shotgun.
Come on, man.
I do know that gets ridiculous. I have absolutely. I was always the driver when I got a car on my 16th birthday and was always the driver. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely had buddies who would sit there and you'd be sitting in the seat with the car's running and you're waiting for these two to sort out who's going to have to sit.
That is so dumb.
As Bryn said, bitch in the back.
I don't want to sit, bitch.
And to tell you the truth, that Datsun B210, the back of that thing was like a cave. You didn't want to be back there. It was sandy, all covered with sand. It's a mess back there. I wouldn't have sat back there. A clean energy startup backed by Bill Gates hit a major milestone. They linked AI with a bunch of mirrors and were able to reflect enough sunlight to generate heat close to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
What?
They say it's a big deal because it's hot enough to make things like cement and steel without using fossil fuels.
Wow.
People are hard at work trying to make it, figure it out.
The next thing.
Our pollution and our all these problems. It's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. I wanted to do that story for that reason. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple now and a couple on the other side of the break. Along with those Alice in Winterland tickets, which we'll give away just after 9 o'clock. 510 wants to point out You knucklehead, of course the wingsuit jumpers have parachutes. It's still super dangerous, though. I have two friends who've died this way.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
but God. For $1 billion, you don't get the parachute. Yeah. That was the whole point, is there are things for sure that would scare me where I would
and
go,
and you don't
I
get
can't.
A do-over, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
you get one shot at that, baby.
That's a splat. Yuzette hates the sound of farts on air, but can stand the disgusting would you list? Gross. Puke.
Okay.
It's not gross.
We were just talking just about $1 billion.
Marcus said it. If it won't make me mentally sick or kill me, I'm down to eat anything for $1 billion.
$1 billion, baby.
$1 billion is that's it.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know that.
That's I drive aware. A race car out on the street now and pay the tickets.
Dude, if I had $1 billion, I would just get like 25 bags and just have a big old bonfire and just start throwing bags of money. Yeah, just doing it. Just to do
like,
it.
I was like, bags?
Just bags of money. Burning it all. Burn. And then let people run, just start running
loot
down the street.
Bags
there's money.
With the money sign on them? That's what you're burning?
Yep. Bags of money. Those canvas sacks like they had in the 40s.
Tickets to Winterland next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.